You know, the teaching that I got came from my grandfather. And what he tries to do is, look at all the strengths of a person and also look at their weaknesses as well and help them show up. But the fact is, what he helped each of us, I grew up with 26 cousins, yeah? Each of us are different, you know, just like we got five dogs, each of them are different. So what he tried to do is help us make a connection, you know, to, first of all, with our own selves, then with the community and with the music. I mean, imagine 26 cousins playing music at a time. Everybody wants to be Jimi Hendrix. Everybody wants to take the lead and everything like that. So I found being very sickly when I was young, I had asthma and all that kind of stuff. I just took the back seat, and I just kept the rhythm and the bass going. And I still do that, you know, at the shows and stuff like that. Because it's like just like you're holding down the fort, you know. So I think it's important to first of all, make a connection. I did that even when I taught at-risk kids, make a connection with the students. So like they feel like you know, like most of my students, you know, till today, I mean, I see them all around. One of my students was giving me a massage. And they don't remember me for math, science, English, whatever I thought of. What they remember is that connection we had, you know, that aloha that we had.